Check 1, 2, 3. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Okay, go.
Good morning and welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe.
That's right, man. Eat
shit and die. We're here at enlightenedradio.org with your original dusty-footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, and a sometimes sidekick, actor, and all-around insane person, Mike Diesel, everybody.
That's right.
Our call-in line is 304-885-0708. 304-885-0708, which probably won't work. And by the way, this show is currently unsponsored.
Actually, I think the big test this morning is it should work, because I reinstalled. I told you about this insane support message, right, with Microsoft. I said,
yeah, I think you did. Yeah.
I said, I can't receive, if I can receive one call, but I can't add somebody to the existing call anymore. Why is that? Okay. And and they wrote back to me, says, well, that's not supported. And that feature is no longer not supported yet in the new product. So, well, so I can understand, you know, I can understand why you might want, you know, not want to add an extra feature, but why would you drop one like that? I mean,
well, we have a shopping cart, but people don't technically call it a cart. It's more of a bag.
Yeah, okay, so that must be the answer.
That's what we upgraded to.
I know. Well,
we just couldn't afford to buy the cart, so they said,
right. Go back to the classic version. You know, that's it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what I did yesterday. I yeah. And by the way, uninstalling Skype, you know, that's not something that ordinary people could do, frankly.
Mine I had to, when I did the cleaner function, there was an option to remove Skype, and I did.
Right, well, you know.
So I took it, I deleted it, and then I did an uninstall, and then I did a cleaner.
I had to manually get rid of all the directories, okay, and then go through the registry and delete everything that related to Skype, which was about 25 different things. And most people, you know, like when I was helping people with computers, if it was a registry and change involved, I was always telling them, don't do it, you know, because if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to, you know, your computer will never reboot. And so, you know, the very idea that to repair, uninstall something, you'd have to tell someone to go in the registry is just, yeah, I don't understand that, you know. That's like I'm going to own you. Now, the reason is because Microsoft wants to turn Skype into a competitor with Hangouts and Facebook Messenger. That's what it really wants to do with it, okay? Because you can do both video and audio and messaging and you know, chat. Whole everything with it, right? That's they want to turn it into that kind of an app, and
right.
Anyway, right. There you go. So, good morning, Mike. And let me just say that the shutdown is over for a week or so, at least. And I see a lot of debate about it. Why don't you give me your take on it?
My take on it, I think probably what the Democrats were attempting to do was to get obviously DACA forward on the agenda. I think there's a lot of people who are left who are a little disappointed that they weren't able to actually negotiate. But it's, you know, I mean, I agree with Senator Schumer and his assessment that negotiating with this president is like negotiating with Jell-O.
Oh, you can't make a deal with him. That's true.
No, I mean, I trust McConnell and Ryan to come back and be good, you know, have good faith about to go. No, I don't. So I think we're going to be right back here again in 3 weeks.
I think so, too. Because I think, now, am I right that McConnell allegedly promised Schumer a vote, an up-and-down vote?
I didn't promise her.
That's Senator McConnell. Oh, thanks for confirming that.
Democrats saw fit to shut down our government over a silly issue.
You know, you're only about an inch less dishonorable than the president.
American people.
If your own daughter, you'd sell your own daughter if the price was right, wouldn't you?
That is so incredibly offensive.
Why?
No idea.
You're going to make money on it?
As an American and a patriot, I think we need to get into these tax cuts and get rid of Social Security.
You're a lying sack of shit like the rest of them.
All right. I will not be.
Why don't you? Yeah, I don't want to talk to you. Actually, you know, there's something about you that just makes me my skin crawl.
Well, a lot of people say that they don't like turtles. I bring the appearance of a turtle. However, I am a snake. Good day.
Good day, Beth. Yeah, good day. Okay, Senator McConnell. Well, I don't know. Did he? As far as you know, did he commit to a vote?
He committed to bringing DACA to the floor for once.
Okay.
Having it actually be discussed on the floor and debated.
Okay, so if it's if there's an up and down vote, I mean, if they do that, then there's a chance it'll pass because I think there's some support among the Republicans as well for DACA.
So. Yeah, I think there's six Republican senators that would prefer just to continue with DACA and the Dreamers. Obviously, the House is batshit crazy, so you're not going to get.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean,
all they're going to do is use this.
Well, I'm really responding to is that I have a bunch of people that I know that were, I mean, oh well, the Democrats sold out. Well, because they didn't go into a full fledged shutdown of the federal government, a big showdown.
Well, they certainly made the issue front and center.
I know, but then they also, they flirted with the shutdown and they folded on the threat. So that's a problem in a way. I mean, Trump's going to spend the next 3 weeks doing nothing but bashing immigrants, is my prediction, okay? Because if it's going to go to an up and down vote, he doesn't want to lose it, all right? But he will. He might lose it. And so I think that, the big danger here was actually giving him an excuse to start declaring emergency powers and stuff, okay? I think that's actually a danger.
John, every time we talk, I don't know that you can keep going to emergency powers, emergency powers, emergency powers. Should that kind of behavior start to display itself, he's going to have more problems. He's already compromised at best and criminal at worst.
I know.
So let's not give him, we continue to give him more credit. This isn't just about him. This is about Kelly and Miller.
It's about everybody up there. It's about the whole cabal.
Right. Well, I don't know if you saw the Axios late breaking news yesterday about Jared Kushner.
What is he? He's hanging out with Stormy Daniels or what?
Here's the deal. When a president-elect is receiving phone calls from foreign powers, there is a protocol, and it's been in place for, 70 years. And they completely shit on it and threw it out the window. And it was quite possibly the dumbest thing that they've done because of their own self-absorbed egos. Look, I'm getting important phone calls from important people. I have to take this call. No, you're taking that call on an unsecured line from a foreign government that we're not necessarily friendly with. So what's to say that those lines themselves weren't compromised? You have foreign dignitaries taking meetings with Jared Kushner, which weren't approved through any State Department function. Nobody sat in on the meeting. I mean, this fish rotted from the jump. From the very beginning.
Well,
all those protocols were thrown out the window because of certain orange fart cloud's fucking ego.
Yeah. Well, okay. I know you think that I'm casting warning, but I'm I was a student in his study of the history of fascism once, and
no, I understand that.
These things, when a guy gets this, when this is so unelectable, this is the most unelectable guy ever. I mean, he has no support for democracy. He doesn't believe in it. Really doesn't.
I think there's a certain kind of, and the other thing is, we have a real nastiness in our society right now. That laughs at things like this.
Well, yeah, they think, oh, look, he's just playing the fool. You know, okay.
Or ha ha, you know, look at all the liberals all upset.
Yeah.
You know,
well, aren't they shithole countries? They really are shithole countries, aren't they? I mean, come on. You know, Haiti's not a shithole country. If Haiti's not a shithole country, what country is a shithole country?
Well,
that's the way you hear it. That's the way they talk.
I don't know if some of these folks have been to West Virginia.
Right. If you like Wednesday night, I'm happy.
It's not real good news, but it's certainly the bottom line is, and what everyone forgets on a constant basis on both sides of this whole argument is, hey, you assholes work for us. And I'm sick of it. I've had it.
That's right.
I've had it with people not realizing this guy isn't omnipotent. These people don't have those kind of powers. And that's a very specific thing that you better wrap your goddamn brain around. And that's what is so incredibly grotesque about all of this. You know, you want to talk about a government shutdown? Let's cut your money. Let's start taking away your salary and your benefits, and let's see how fast you guys resolve this shit. From now on, any government shutdown, the first thing we do is say, fine, you want to shut down the government? The first thing we do is cut your money completely. You don't get paid. And I'm certain that will resolve itself rather quickly.
Right. Okay, here's the New Yorker this morning on your subject of Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
In early 2017, shortly after Jared Kushner moved into his new office in the West Wing of the White House, he began receiving guests. One visitor came more than once, named Kui Tiankai, the Chinese ambassador to the United States, veteran diplomat with postgraduate degrees from Johns Hopkins University.
Right.
Anyway, during the previous administration, Kui had visited the White House. His host received him with a retinue of Chinese specialists and note takers. Kushner, the president's 37-year-old son-in-law, preferred much smaller gatherings. And so what happened here is, I'll summarize the article because it goes on for a while. So, you know, the New Yorker has to prove how well written their stuff is. It turns out that China focused on him. They thought that he could become their darling, a little property. And they have, Jared, they made the administration think like Jared was the expert on China. The Chinese did this. Okay.
666 Park Avenue.
You know, because they figured they had somebody, they figured they got somebody they can manipulate because he was naive.
Did you hear what I just said?
666 Park Avenue. Is that where he lives?
The building that's owned by Kushner.
Yeah.
He is underwater. He is $500 million in debt.
Really?
On the building. Yes. And what is being discussed is that the Chinese would invest in that property for certain regulation cuts.
Regulation cuts, like they want to
trade and in processing and in business in the United States. The problem with all of this is that Jared Kushner does not have a security clearance.
Well, and who would give him one that had any brains?
Well, he's probably not going to get one.
You know.
This is certainly more trouble than I think they bargained for.
I hear you, but I mean, so we're into it, and we're going to see whether anybody can stop him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to interpret the a shutdown as he kicked ass. Okay, you watch. That's what he's going to do. And Because he's got to somehow do something about the 2018 elections if he wants to stay. Because, whatever, how stupid or smart or idiotic or whatever he is, he's got a strong sense of self-preservation, I think. And so the 2018 elections are going to take one of the houses of Congress away from him if he keeps doing what he's been doing, you know, it seems, unless he can figure out a way to screw that up. That's the logical thing, the conundrum that I'm facing. So anyway, I mean, I hope that he can't get it together, and we take one of the houses of Congress away from him, and that will stop a lot of it, okay? Not all of it, but a lot of it. So that's what I'm hoping for, and I hope everybody don't get distracted and pissed off at the Democrats,
no.
You know, because, we got to win in November.
John, hold on. This earthquake was an 8.2.
Hmm.
Oh, boy. That's big.
Okay, I got to look at the...
Just flashing across my screen now, and Kodiak, Alaska is being evacuated.
Does that include the Bears?
I don't know, man, but... I'm not going to make light of this. There's a lot of folks that are going to lose their...
Everything.
Everything. I mean, this is not good.
Well, they don't have it on the... it's not on the newspapers yet.
Well, it's flashing across my screen right now. It's breaking news.
Wow.
It's not good.
Hmm.
You know, and we've seen how well... this administration handles natural disaster.
Yeah. See, look at the headline of the Times. Democrats blink in shutdown impasse, hoping for a bargain.
The Times also has op-eds that are pro-Trump. The Times are turning into...
Very rarely.
They're complicit in all this bullshit because they suck. They just want to sell their goddamn paper. And they want to continue this crap. I am so sick and tired of these people pushing, oh, we're going to go talk to these Trump supporters. Why, are you hoping that they say the N-word on national television so you can get some coverage and a lot of likes and hits? Knock your shit off. Why don't you go over and interview somebody that's not a Trump supporter? I'm sick and tired of this shit.
Well, I think they...
Here's this goddamn narrative.
Okay.
That's a whole lot of horse shit.
Oh, come on. I think they're trying to understand the Trump supporters more.
Oh, bullshit.
No, I think they are.
Oh, John, bullshit!
No.
There's no... Oh, let's see what they're thinking. I don't give
Mike,
a shit what
hold
they're
on.
Not thinking.
Hold on. Okay, the Times and the Post have been as militant about Trump as any mainstream newspaper in the history of the United States.
Is that why the story of anything having to do with DACA was buried on page 16? Come on, John.
It was buried on 16? I've seen front
page.
That's not true. That's not true.
Initially, John, yeah, it was.
Well, I don't
true.
Know. Maybe
yeah,
initially.
It was. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been counting, but I read the paper every day, both papers, and they've been pretty good on DACA, okay? I mean, look, I mean, it's a. I think that they have. I'm not arguing about the perfection of any of these things. I'm just saying that on balance, they've been allies, okay?
Mm hmm.
And I'm concerned that we not, throw allies under the bus, okay? That includes, I think if you're there, nobody can make a calculation about what the forces are unless you're there, okay? Unless you're actually at the table and you see, who's voting no and who's voting yes and who's caving and who's not. And
I have a tendency to look at the online papers on a... between my wife and I, and send and share stories back and forth, and then I try to be very, very mindful and aware of the critique of the coverage and the point that Eric Bullard from Share Blue is making, formerly of Media Matters, is that this is very similar to the we're not noticing it, but it's very similar to the unbalance of coverage during the election. okay. in which you had 85% of the stories dominated by the Trump campaign. 85%.
That's true.
So that's the thing that Eric Boehler is sounding the alarm about, is the continued... So one thing we all agreed on very early on in this entire process is what? Not to normalize. Well, where that ship sailed.
Well, I'm not sure everybody agreed on that because, it's very difficult to sort of, you know, get a person who is not particularly personally hurting, you know, financially or in their professional life, okay, to sit there and throw over the boat, okay?
Well, let me ask you something.
That's tough.
Let me ask you a very, very specific question.
Yeah.
If Barack Obama had an affair with a porn star, and then they paid said porn star hush money,
right,
where do you think we'd be?
In the middle of impeachment. Well, since the Republicans had the House, you'd be in the middle of impeachment things. But if the Democrats had the House and Senate, I think we'd be in the middle of impeachment things. So,
okay.
My concern is this. Okay, is that if Schumer knew that they were going to have to cave in a day, maybe they shouldn't have done it. Okay,
it was 3 days.
I mean, like, well, weekend, but you know, that one day of paid.
But they didn't work. They worked through the weekend. So.
Yeah, but my wife didn't. Right. Federal workers didn't, and they didn't work on. They didn't work yesterday.
One of my best friends and my sister. They didn't work.
Yeah, you know, so. That's a lot of people out of work. And now, you know, so I think the question of sort of flirting with it and then backing off, you know, see, now Trump's going to, that's what he's going to take advantage of that. For him, it's like playing a game, right? You know, they made a threat and then they backed up. And, the Democrats have never had, since Roosevelt, the discipline that the Republicans had, okay? But they're going to have to get some, frankly, find the common ground. Now, I know I can see partly what happened because Claire McCaskill was against having a showdown over immigration because of the Trump support in Missouri. And so was Joe Manchin.
So was Joe Manchin. So was Donnelly.
On the other hand, Kamala Harris, I've always been, whatever, and the California people in New York and all, I mean, there's a huge immigrant population, and they can't. I don't think the California delegation can put up with a killing DACA. I don't think they can. I mean, it's going to be another kind of earthquake out there if that happens. So really, you can see that at the table, you would have, you know, two different tendencies in the Democratic Party, both thinking about their survival as well as all the other things. And you can see where the tension, you know, would be, you know. So if that's the case, then I'm not sure that if you knew it was going to be too divisive to hold firm, then maybe you shouldn't have done it. I don't know. But we'll see. That's one of those questions we're going to find out soon. I don't like that headline in the Times, though, because that's what it points to, right? It's saying that Democrats blink in shutdown impasse.
Yeah.
So there I agree with you that's... But, you know, I mean, the question is that the basic truth here? Is that the essential thing or not?
You know, and that's the other issue that I keep talking about is the bumper sticker generation. You know, everything is a headline or a bumper sticker, and there's no detail. There's no, you know, Americans love to eat the sausage, just don't tell us how it's made.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So, yeah. and that becomes, those things become real issues. You know, if you're not, you got to pay close attention to the details. And I understand there's people out there who don't. You know, I just read a post by a family member that said he's done with the, you know, he's talking about pointing the finger at liberals. You know, and he's a moderate Democrat. He says he's had enough of both parties and he's done and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, really? because that's helpful. That's constructive. Not saying that, you know, my posts on an almost every other day basis about FU-45, they're not constructive. But I just like to point out certain things about the current administration that are frightening. On a daily to every other day basis, that, you know, shouldn't be. It shouldn't exist. But they do.
I hear you, pal. Well, I have a parable. There always are going to be folks that say when the showdown gets close and, you know, the possibility of serious conflict, you know, starts to arise, there's people who want to get out of that, right? I don't want any part of it, you know. Yeah, both sides, blah, 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 you know. They may be skeptical of Trump or this or that or whatever, but to them it's, you know, I want to keep on doing my thing today. And I remember we had a guy, you know, that would happen some in labor disputes occasionally, you know, where you would get, if people voted to take some kind of action, strike, or even leading up to strike.
There's more people in this country that are binge-watching something on Netflix than that are even aware of what DACA is.
Well, that's probably true. But sometimes you have to get those people's attention. I had a guy come to me. He says, you know, I really don't want to participate one way or the other. I says, well, are you planning to show up for work tomorrow and cross the picket line? Well, I got to go to work. I says, well, you're going to have a problem with us if you do that. You know, if you want to get out of it, go get another job. You know, and well, what do you mean? I says, we're not going to put up with people crossing the picket line. If we do, we all might as well go in. You know, so that's the problem you have right there. You know, so and then you have to wake people up. Hey, look, there isn't a middle line here right now. Maybe in 6 weeks there'll be, but right now you're on one side or the other, or get the hell out of town, man. So
get the hell out of here. Get him off the field. Get that guy out of here.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah.
I'm missing my party at Mar-a-Lago. This is ridiculous.
You know, we're gonna give him a party someday.
Yeah, there's people dying in the streets. I'm missing my party.
The illegal immigrants. Anybody that got murdered would be the fault of illegal immigrants. I mean,
murderers.
Who's the murderer? Who's the murderer? Who's the murderer?
Murderers, killers, rapists.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Can we get Stormy to say that he was a little rough? I guess you said it was kind of textbook sex. That's what you said.
Forbes magazine spanking with his and his family's on the cover.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, I can't even...
You can't go there right now.
Because now I want to throw up.
I know. 238 pounds, man. Come on.
Listen, John, being 6'1 and 165 pounds.
That's right. You're a 165-pound hobbit. What you are.
I am so glad that I got a chance to see the White House doctor after my stroke. It's Crestor dusted bacon cheeseburger from McDonald's. It's a new deal for senior citizens. I'm happy about that. And then, of course, the 5 gallons of Diet Coke and a carton of cigarettes on my way home.
That's absolutely.
Prescribed, so I'm feeling a lot better.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got to fill your prescription.
I know, man. I know. Well, I'm hoping that, I'm just hoping that we don't let the division, there are bound to be divisions. We got to be flexible and try to figure out how to isolate. Now, if there's going to be a vote, if there really is going to be a vote, or if they don't hold, that puts Schumer in a tough situation now. Suppose that the more likely thing, as you just suggested at the beginning of our program, is that McConnell and Ryan will say, to hell with it. We're not going to have a vote. Why should we do that? You know, and our base will hate it if they lose. So we don't want to do it. And, okay, now what?
Then moving forward, any kind of working together is complete on anything is out the window, because you hear these people talking about, well, now the Senate has to work. Well, you know.
Maybe. Yeah, no.
Now, why? They haven't done it in 9 years.
Right.
It's been 9 years since anything really of substance. You know, the whole DACA thing was an issue that everyone thought was settled. And you have, you know, if there's an incident by a small percentage of anyone anywhere, the right media machine exploits that to sell bullshit in legislation. That's been happening forever. That's not new news.
Right.
This is a consistent thing with them. And when you try to introduce real, actual numbers to say, okay, you know, you're saying this, but the evidence is showing that, what do you say? Oh, well, where'd you get that? From the actual numbers. Whose numbers? You know, it's like the actual numbers.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics.
DACA recipients are business owners and folks in the military and teachers and nurses and doctors and, you know, plumbers. And I mean, they just deported a guy who'd been here for 30 years.
Well, I saw that. Yeah, right. And the tragedies are going to mount. And don't worry, the resistance is going to be fierce. It is fierce.
Yeah, there was I was actually overall across the country very impressed with the
Women's March.
Women's March. It was very
great.
Impressive.
Absolutely.
It was very impressive, and what's even more impressive is you had a percentage of females of varying ethnicities and sexual orientations going to these marches that came out and said, look, you know, I saw something. I didn't like it. I put my hat in the ring. I put myself on the line. I put my family on the line. I ran and I won.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's to be commended.
Absolutely.
And I think it's, you know, you're seeing a lot of, in air quotes, retirements from committee chairs and so on and so forth from the Republican Party, because I think maybe they might be actually aware of what's coming.
Oh yeah, well we're headed into
the
storm.
Numbers right now, certainly, you know, we can't have the election now, but the numbers right now certainly don't favor them.
No, that's why I keep wondering what they're going to do. They know that they're not. They know that.
I don't know that they're capable of shutting down the election.
I don't know that they are either. But I know that the way to do it is to have national emergencies. You know.
Sure.
You know, that's always the pretext. Okay. Oh my God! Someone burned down the building. We have to. You know. And we know that there are forces cynical enough to set these things up so that they can't be played in that way.
Well, one thing I did want to mention, we have to have some compassion on the Mist Herd Cafe here, John.
What, for the Reichstag fire?
Well, recently, former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, was not allowed to go through the VIP. And had to fly coach.
They had to sell him two seats, right?
Well,
otherwise he would have taken half of someone else's seat.
Look, as somebody who wore the seatbelt extender for a lot of years.
Yeah. Okay, you understand, right?
Yeah.
I told you I was on a.
I wasn't charged for two seats, but certainly, I don't know what Christie's situation is, but I just think we should have some compassion.
Okay. All right, okay. I have no compassion for him. I'm hoping that one of the snow trucks in Jersey just runs over him.
The hell was that?
Boom.
I don't know. Back up. See what we hit. Oh, we hit it again. Look at that.
I know we gotta, you know, we need to have some major casualties.
I think we broke the plow.
Yeah, I know he's still sitting in his beach chair. Weird, you know,
with a parka and shorts on.
Oh man,
there's a visual for you, buddy.
I know.
Well, that's about all I'm capable of this morning, John.
All right. Well, we did good. We did good. We did good, pal. And I want to thank.
Yeah, yeah. I'm you know, each day a little bit better, and then gonna try to do some rehearsal today. And I was supposed to go get my fasting blood test this morning, but I screwed up the schedule, and my wife needs the car.
So, your fasting blood test.
Yeah, I got to get it. Then I'm going to go.
When are you supposed to be there?
Tomorrow or Thursday. I think I'm probably going to move it to Thursday.
Well, when are you supposed to be there?
Huh?
Well,
down there, like 8:30 in the morning.
Oh no, I can't go.
No, I'm not gonna rush and go crazy. I'd rather do it Thursday.
We got James Boyd coming on later with Recovery Radio.
Very good. Very good, John. I thank everyone, and I would encourage you to listen to EnlightRadio.org, especially the Most Heard Cafe, as we enter into these very contentious issues moving forward. I would just like to thank our listeners and just ask everyone to please, without question, wake the fuck up.
You know, I like it that way, Mike. Okay, buddy. Take care, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.